Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock, with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, this is another entry in our occasional series called Black Life Stories Matter, based on the program held at Barry University in Miami Shores on February 12th of this year. And this storyteller's name is Asia Macon.
I have been working at Barry University for about maybe a year, year and a half. And when I was about 22 years old, I found out I was pregnant with my first son. And at the time, I had a lot of mixed emotions, some happy, some sad. But I remember when I came into my job, I told my supervisor that I was pregnant, and, you know, I got the congratulations, and it started to trickle down to my coworkers. In the office that I work in, I'm the only black girl that works in that office. And my one particular coworker, she was an older white lady. She says, congratulations to me. And after she says, congratulations, come a couple of odd questions. She asked me, do you know who the father is? And in my head, I was like, man, this lady, she doesn't know me at all. What kind of right do she have to ask me this question? Like, she doesn't know anything about me. And because of her age and the kind of people, black people that she was accustomed to, because every friend that I have that have kids are either married or, you know, the father is still in the picture. I don't know too many single mothers. I didn't really respond to her at all about not really appropriate. I said to her, of course I know who the father is. Why wouldn't I know who the father is? And then her next question is like, so is the father still in the picture? And I was like, you know, some people are so rude and they just have no filter at all and they just don't think. So I was like, yes, the father is still in the picture. And at the time, we were just dating and we were together, but now we're married. After that, I noticed that around campus, you know, in classes and everything, when people find out that I had a kid, the questions would be similar. Like, is the father still in the picture? Who keeps your kid while you're in school? Does his dad watch him or do your mom watch him? And at first, I didn't think anything of it, but then I noticed how, and they didn't respond that way to, like, the other girls that weren't black. They didn't respond to them the same way that they were responding to me. Like, they didn't get those questions that I got. So just one day, I just came, and I had to, I don't know, I just had to say something, but I didn't want to say something where I was very rude or seemed like I took offense, because to me, I just let people enjoy their own ignorance. Ignorance is bliss.
Asia Macon, with a story about being asked inappropriate questions.
Yes, I have heard that women who are pregnant are often the object of unwelcome attention. People come up and they touch your belly. People ask you all sorts of things. You would hope that a coworker and an older woman who most likely had babies herself would be a little bit more thoughtful about the questions she asked. And in this case, the questions were really inappropriate.
I understand the question of who's taking care of the baby, but to ask if you know who the father is darn right rude to anybody.
That's exactly right. Now, this is a very simple story, Michael, a very simple slice of life. And I think this is one of those stories that so many of us just totally miss. It's just not on our radar at all. And yet, Asia will never forget it, because at a time when she was very happy, when she was experiencing something that I would say most women, they're very pleased that this is going to happen. And here she had to answer these really disrespectful questions that were assuming that she was something that she wasn't. You know, we're playing these stories as part of our Black Life Stories Matter series. And with story after story, what we're finding is that this is a pattern in people's lives. That, yes, we all get asked inappropriate questions. We get pulled over by cops. We get different things happen to us. But after a while, you've had enough. And what was so interesting about this story to me was that Asia sat with this indignity. She sat with these insults, and she made excuses for this person. Now, I'm not saying this was right or wrong. This was her response. We never know how we're going to respond to a challenge, to a crisis. Her response was to say, I wasn't happy about this, but I understand that this woman knew very different African Americans than I am and had a bias based on where she came from.
The pattern you refer to are different ways that people are disrespecting her?
If one thing happens to you and you're disrespected, maybe you say, oh, it was just this person. But if more things happen, you start to wonder, well, why are people treating me like this, or people who look like me, why are people treating them this way? And in this case, Asia chose to forgive this woman, and she chose to move on. And I don't know if everyone could do this. You know, a lot of people get confused. They think every story has a moral, every story has a message, every story has a lesson. That's not actually the case. Parables have lessons, maybe fables have lessons. Most stories just are the experience of the person telling the story, and we can draw from it whatever is meaningful to us. Storytellers ask questions. So implicit in a story like this is, here's what I did, what would you do? Not, here's what I did, this is the right thing to do. That's how I read this. I think it would be just as understandable if Asia had flipped out, or if Asia had been more angry. But this is how she chose to deal with the situation. And that worked for her. Look, she was a pregnant mother. She had more important things on her mind.
Thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. If our listeners have a story they'd like to share, how can they get in touch with you?
Send me an email at cneil, that's C-N as in Nancy, E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
Or check out our website, WLRN.org, Radio and the Public Storyteller, for archive stories and further contact. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.